Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
All right, and we're back. Okay, big shout out to our title sponsor for today's episode, Noral Toyota. Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys down there, thank you very much for the support. We do appreciate it. As you guys know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job than I. So on that note, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Jeff from Everyday Better, Jeff from 300 Auto Club, Jeff from Legacy Dodge, Jeff from Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and most importantly, Jeff from Fort Mac.
There you go, Jeff. I love the energy level. All right. This is your third time on the show, I think.
You betcha.
So the first episode, you were one of our first guests.
Yep.
The audio didn't work on it very well. So we figured out those bugs. So Tanner, the audio is working today, my man?
Well and good.
There we go. So you are very, very busy.
Yeah.
I want to start talking about all of these fundraisers that you've been doing and all this money you've been giving away in the community. It's crazy and super inspiring. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, 100%. I count myself incredibly lucky, fortunate, and I'm very grateful for everything this community has allowed me to do. And it's my new duty, my new mission, you know, to give back as much as I can. I think I've got some tools that are going to allow me to do some great good in this world. Mm-hmm. And it's time for me to flex them. So in January, I met with a mentor who's going to, you know, keep me at the top of my game. And I made a promise to myself that this year, not only am I going to invest big into myself, mm-hmm. but I'm going to give more than I've ever given ever. And in the last 2-3 months, almost $20,000 raised and donated on my behalf to organizations like the Big Brothers and Big Sisters, Center of Hope. And the one that I'm most excited about, I'm a big sponsor for the Oil Giants upcoming baseball season.
There you go. And you just gave a big ticket item away to somebody that you care about in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for putting me on the spot. I haven't actually really made that too public.
Okay.
But my mom certainly knows about it. I've kind of had a lifelong dream of gifting my mom a car. And last week I flew back to Ottawa and I surprised her.
Okay.
Literally made her blindfold, walked her out into the driveway. She freaked out like I hoped she would, jumped in the car barefoot, in her house coat, drove all the way to my sister's house because how excited she was. But it was a really cool bucket list. I was glad to do, and she deserves it.
What did you get her?
I got her an Audi A5 convertible.
Ooh, fancy.
So there'll be some posts in the future about that, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a small little video that I put up and I shared on her page for her birthday.
Yeah.
Again, the spotlight's really on her for just being such a great parent to me.
Yeah.
It's not about me. So I'm surprised you saw it because I didn't make it too public. But thanks for recognizing that.
I was following. That was... Yeah, that was just so cool.
Yeah.
That was like when you give your mother something. I bought my mom a book this weekend.
Yeah.
Like just a book because I thought like, hey, this would be.
You lose.
Yeah. Oh, I lose in this case.
Yeah.
She was so happy though. Just buy the book. You know, so when you give stuff to your parents, I don't know. People take your parents for granted. But
this is one of those things that we had joked about it probably every Christmas and every birthday
for
honestly like 20 years. You know? So from when I was 21 and I came home with the first vehicle that I bought for myself, my mom was always like, man, when are you going to get me one?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like this running joke. Like, I'm not joking. Like, not like a small time. Like, this was an ongoing, you know, nudge, hint for about 20 years. And when the time came that I was able to do it, it's kind of like a football player who signs a big contract and the first thing he does is buy his mom a house.
That's right, 'cause
she drove him to football practice.
That's right.
I don't think I'd be anywhere else. I wouldn't be where I am right now without learning the servant heart that my mom has, you know, really adopting that spirit of giving back. And my mom is one of the most selfless women on the planet, you know, dedicating thousands and thousands of hours of, you know, making quilts for, you know, the Humane Society in Ottawa and running fundraisers and stuff just out of her the goodness of her own heart. And so it was really cool to do something for her.
That's awesome. Now, the other thing, I was, because I follow you, there's no doubt about that, on social media, you went on like a weight loss, or not a weight loss, like a weight gain journey a few months back, where you want to, you decided, I'm getting yoked.
Sure.
Well, what was that about?
Well, as
mission
anyone,
accomplished too.
Yeah. Well, anybody who's known me since my days of Everyday Better, the YouTube channel that I created, the book that I wrote, I'm all about daily improvements. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you're not getting stronger, you're getting weaker.
Right.
So
right.
So no, getting in peak physical shape and you know, being a high performance human being is something that I'm always striving to do. Plus, you know, I'm sure anybody out there who works out a lot knows the high you get from the endorphins, and it's just something I'm addicted to. So, I mean, my mornings start every single day with some way of getting sweaty, because, you know, it's just what keeps me pumped up, motivated, able, excited, you know, and jacked for the day.
Yeah.
You know, every time you do a rep, you accomplish something. So think if you go to the gym and do 9 sets of 10 exercises with 10 reps, you know, right away, you just kick butt, you know, 100 times.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you wake up every morning and do that.
Yeah.
What gym? Do you do it at home, or do you go to a gym?
Phoenix.
Phoenix gym. Okay.
So I go to Phoenix, the little underground dungeon.
Okay.
You feel like Rocky Balboa in there. You feel like, you know, you're just in your own little lab, and no one sees you, you know, creating this product and building these muscles. So
awesome.
Phoenix is my jam. You know, while COVID shut things down, I built myself a nice little gym in my basement. Mm-hmm. So on days that Phoenix isn't open early enough, before I go to work, I'll just work out at my house.
Right.
But between the two, it's pretty easy to stay on track.
Yeah. I can't do the morning workouts, man. I've tried so many years. But
I can't do morning, evening, or night. Those times are a little tight in my schedule for doing any kind of workout.
Like, any day that ends in DAY is hard for you to work out.
Absolutely. I'm very busy not working out.
For years, I used to start my workout at 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'd go for a run at 1 a.m. and I loved it. But then I've been, this last few years, I've been really trying to focus on sleep.
Yeah, and that's not because you're at the bar and you couldn't catch a cab, so you had to run home.
No, some weekends. It was training, right? Yeah. But yeah, the morning workouts, like, I applaud anybody who can get up and get out. I've set alarms and I'm just like, not happening.
The alarms on my phone are a little embarrassing, because there's one pretty much every 5 minutes for 20 minutes with a different message on it.
Oh, nice.
It says, like, kill the day, earn your sleep. So I'm divulging my most embarrassing secrets.
Yeah.
But, you know, you wake up and it says, you know, kill the day, earn your sleep. Like, what the heck are you sleeping for? What have you done today to deserve to just do nothing?
That's right.
There's too much life out there.
That's awesome.
If you think that's embarrassing, I also have several alarms set up, but with no positive message. And the only reason they're set is because if they're not, I don't wake up. So, so at least yours is positive messaging.
I have an alarm that goes off every day at 3 o'clock, because I read years ago that 3 o'clock is in a bunch of different Bibles.
Okay.
And then that's the hour, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that God, whatever God you believe in, it's the more, like, they're open to listening.
Okay.
So, like, that's when you're most in tune with the heavens.
Good to know.
So my alarm every day goes off at 3 o'clock, and it's like, just like, oh yeah, okay, whatever I'm doing. I've been in, like, really big meetings. Yeah. And my alarm goes off at 3 o'clock, and everybody's like, oh, it's okay if your alarm goes off. I'm like, oh, I know it's okay. It's my 3 o'clock alarm. It's to think positive. So, like, and I tell the story, and then I'm like, so everybody should really throw out that positivity right now, because it's 3. So, like, let's all do it.
Well, now you know that every time it hits 3, I'll be thinking about you and
there
sending
you go.
You good wishes.
There
so,
you go. I love that, man.
Your 3 o'clock alarm just
3
got
o'clock
that much
alarm.
Better.
This
Sweet.
Is such a cute relationship, honestly.
Yeah. Speaking about cute relationships, we went to a comedy activity together.
Yeah.
You, me, and your wife, we checked out a comedy show in Edmonton. How did you hear about that?
No, it wasn't Edmonton.
Not Edmonton. Sorry, Fort McMurray. Yeah, in the new casino.
Yeah. I was.
It just felt like Edmonton.
It felt like
it's
Edmonton because
so nice.
It was so nice in there. That's right.
Yeah, and there were some acts that were from out of town, so that might have added to it as well, too. But, you know, the world's opening back up, and there's no excuse for not checking out everything this town has to offer.
Yeah.
I heard about these free comedy nights. Like, it was free. And yeah. So I was like, dude, all you got to do is just mark it on your schedule. And you had shot me a couple FaceTime videos that week.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It lined up all too well.
Yeah, man.
And it's great. I don't think, I think if anyone is in any, any funk, and I mean, there's nothing better than a comedy show.
That's right.
They are no longer free, though, I don't think.
You're right. That was the last of the free ones.
So now it's like a few dollars, $5, $10 to get to it. But we had Cindy Rivers, a local comedian, came back to perform.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give Cindy a big shout out in regards to some flowers. I saw her when she was kind of first starting off, and it was a little bit rocky.
Mm-hmm.
And to see the progression of her performance that night.
Yeah.
Huge growth.
Yeah.
No, she was good.
Yeah, it was good. And it was a good crowd, too. Like, there was a good, 40, 50 people there. So
it was
a good turnout for sure.
We had some drunk girls in the front. They made the show.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. You know, a comedy doesn't want to have a dry room, and those girls were laughing at everything.
They were having a great time. Yeah, it was cool how you found that. That's the thing about Fort McMurray, and I tell people all the time. They say, oh, there's nothing to do here. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, well, for the next 3 months, starting May, there's going to be Oil Giant baseball games. I expect to see everybody at all of those things. The facility is awesome. The team's great. They got a new owner, Andrew Swaggers, I think, so give him a shout-out as well. Oh. There's going to be all kinds of exciting stuff happening at the Diamond from a pitching, pitching tent that measures your speed. I'm going to try to have a car in the outfield, maybe have a giveaway. We'll see. But I'll be at those home games every single one. And everybody that comes and sees me at Legacy Dodge on a day of a home game and buys a vehicle is actually going to get free tickets to the game as well. So I hope I see lots of people on game days so I can see you first at the dealership and then later at the game.
Nice, nice. I've gone to a few Giants games. They're good.
Yeah,
the facility is unreal.
Yeah, and there's not very many places that like there's no boards. It's just net ground all the way up.
Nothing but net.
Yeah. So if you're in the first, second, third, fifth row, like you'll never feel more immersed, closer to the action and, more involved in the setting and everything else. Like I've been to Jays games thousands of times. I used to live in Toronto and being this close to the players, there's nothing like it.
And I like how some people, how the field is set up, how you can go sit and picnic out on like that little mountainish area that they've built.
Yeah, I don't know if they actually promote that. I just think that people go.
People just do it?
Yeah, and you'll see little kids running on up and down the hill and stuff like that. But I don't know if that's actually promoted. I could be wrong, but I think that's just people.
Don't do it if it's not promoted.
Yeah, I think people just go there and nobody cares, but I'm not sure if that's an advertised part of that stadium.
That's too funny. Yeah. All right, listen, Tanner gave me the signal a few minutes ago. He's ready with his questions for the Max City Minute.
Oh, sweet. These ones are always interesting because I feel like Tanner does too much research on me for my own good.
I do literally zero research.
Yeah,
zero. All of my research has been done in the 12 minutes and 53 seconds we've been filming. Yeah.
Awesome.
But before we get into the segment, we got to give a big shout out to our sponsor for this segment. It is MIB Moving here in Fort McMurray. They helped us move into this beautiful facility, which we haven't totally set up yet. We're working on it. But big shout out to MIB. If you need any moving done, they're awesome. So give them a shout. Awesome. Now on that note, Tanner, hit them with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one. What is one personal goal you have for yourself that would shock people?
I'm trying to read some books. I'm terrible at reading books, and I don't think I've ever actually read any books, even though I wrote one. So I need to do some reading.
Question number two. What is one local operation in Fort McMurray that you think the community should support more?
My homeboy Cass Rines at Turning Point Surveys. That is an incredibly fast-growing business here. I've got nothing but respect for this guy who started it from the ground up. It's a massively growing company that does residential, site surveying, all kinds of other stuff. He's my boy, and I'm super proud of everything he's done so far.
Question number three. If you woke up tomorrow a brand-new resident of Fort McMurray, what's the first thing you would do?
Get outside and stroll. One of the most memorable moments of moving to Fort Mac when I moved here in 2017, my wife was working on site and I was just left alone to situate myself. And I took the dogs for a walk on a sunny May day. And after walking by a half dozen houses, I would say every single one of them waved, called me over, wanted to meet my dog, know who the new guy was in town. So if you're new here, honestly, just get out. It's easier to meet friends here than you could ever believe.
Question number four. What is your favorite part of giving back in the community that you live in?
You know what? I've got time and money to spare, to be honest. So I want to give as much as I can. It makes me feel really great knowing the difference that I make. And honestly, being a part of this community is super important to me. I don't think I'll ever be able to give back as much as I've gotten from this community.
And your final question, if you could give one piece of advice to any new resident of Fort McMurray moving in today, what would that be?
Similar to the last one. I mean, just get outside, get out there and just, you know, say yes instead of saying no. You know, all good things come from, you know, uncomfortable places. And if you're shy or nervous to do something, you know, you might as well try it. You can be nowhere worse off than not trying it at all. So really just get out there and yeah, that's about it.
And those have been your five questions.
Let's jump on to the topic of books.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you think you have to necessarily, or is your goal to read the book or would you also listen to the book?
So there's a app called Blinkist, and okay. Blinkist will short form the world's most popular books into 15-minute versions of them, into audiobooks, and that is still something I haven't pulled myself to do, but I'm eager to try to get a Blinkist service. I honestly have four books sitting on my bedside table that I'd like to chip into, but my mind is so active. My mind is so frantic. My mind is so busy.
Yeah.
I find I can't read, you know, more than five pages before I'm thinking of the next day, the current day, my wife, my dog, you know, whatever it is going on.
That's right. The last book that I've read was your book.
Yeah.
That was the last book I read. And it's one of the, like, I haven't read a book in a long time. But what I got, which helped me, because I love to read, but I'm the same. It's like, by the time you get page five, it's like, I'm out, is audiobooks.
Yeah.
So I have the app Audible. And I think I'm up to 90 books now that I've listened to.
Pretty cool.
And so I find like Audible for me has worked really good. I've never heard of this Coles Note version that you have.
Yeah, Blinkist.
Though. Blinkist. I'm going to look into that.
Yeah. Can't you watch or listen to the Max City Morning Show on Audible?
Yeah, you can listen to the Max City Morning Show on Audible too. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, because it's an Amazon product. So yeah, we have on Audible and Spotify. That's kind of nuts to me. Like me, when I look at podcasts, I like to like look.
Yeah.
It shocks me that people like to listen.
100%.
So we like, it was important that we got the Max City Morning Show on all platforms. So we did, except for
Apple Music.
Apple Music's been a tough one to get onto.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I look at numbers, people actually just like straight up listen to the show as a podcast.
Well, if I had a podcast like this, I would be dying just to know who saw it, who watched it, who did that. So, I mean, at least on Facebook, you can probably see likes and comments and that kind of thing.
That's right.
One of the things that drives me nuts about my book is my book's also on Amazon.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, if you're a Prime member, I don't even think you have to buy it. You just get access to it.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
Like, I think as part of a Prime membership, you get access to books. So I'll have people hit me up and be like, hey, I read your book. And I'll have no idea because no one bought one. No one ordered it.
Oh,
you know? And I won't even know until I get like a royalty check or anything like that. So I'll have no idea how much traction book's actually getting except for the hard copies.
Yeah. It's a cool thing. Yeah. Like when you and I were at the casino, how people would come up and chat with both of us. And I would say like, hey, you know who that is? And you're like, no. And then you'd say, do you know who that is? But it's cool that they're supporting you. Like you forget that, oh, yeah. I'm putting myself out there in one way, shape, or another. People are going to pay attention every once in a while. So
I think it's funny that you talk about that, because they're like the people who noticed you are probably viewers of the show.
Yeah.
And they're just going to put two and two together that if they saw you together, that they probably you had no idea who they were.
I keep it real all the time. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a cool thing. But, yeah, Audible with the books.
Yeah.
I find, like, when I'm working out, you put it in your ears and you can –
if I can't do the 15-minute Coles Note books, I don't think I'll be able to do the full books.
And the drive, too, man. Yeah. Like, when you drive in Edmonton,
it's
4 hours, depending on how you drive.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it should be 5 hours. But
yeah, I use the Comedy Channel on Sirius for that.
Oh, that's really good,
you know,
too.
Because then you're just busting a gut. You show up in a great mood. Yeah. Time flies.
Yeah.
You know, you're paying vivid attention to the words, so you never get drowsy on it.
That's right.
You know, my long road trip solution every time is not music you've heard before.
That's right.
Not, you know, anything else, like the talk radio, the comedy radio.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that keeps you alert and keeps you keeps you focused.
Yeah. Nothing says alert like NPR.
Yeah. Well, I listened to Tanner. We went on a road trip, and Tanner was sleeping, and I listened to the whole David Grohl book while he was sleeping. It was, but it's hard. Getting into books is, you know, you should do it. Like, it's, but, so, you're still getting that knowledge in. That's how I look at it. When people are like, oh, you should read more. I'm like, well, I listen to a lot of podcasts. Yeah. I digest content in other ways. It doesn't always have to be the traditional.
Yeah. My wife's incredibly like book smart. Like, she's going to school right now, and you know, getting anything less than like 95 is like upsetting to her.
Right.
Whereas like me, I was like, what's the passing grade?
60 degrees.
Awesome. Yeah. I'll get 60. Let's move on to the next
one. Right,
so
that's right.
I'm pretty impressed with her studious talents and ability.
So she was supposed to come on the show. It was my bad. She was supposed to come last week, and I had to cancel it.
Yeah.
Now, what are the odds that I'll be able to get her on next week?
Oh, 100%. Even if I got to drop her off and get her down here.
All right.
Tell her it's a Rock and Gem exhibition or something that'll make sure that
she
shows up. And
it's crazy. She was so nervous. Like, I don't know what I talk about. I'm like, okay, we'll just talk right now. And then she's like, whoop. And I'm like, you just talk for 20 minutes about like
I honestly
randomness.
Think that I like even when I met her, I was just like, babe, like people could watch a YouTube channel of you crafting and telling stories like I married her because I enjoy her company that much.
That's
sure there's a lot of other people who would enjoy her company that much as well.
That's
and I was like, I think you got a missed opportunity. Yeah. She'll definitely have some interesting topics.
So you're going to drag her here next week for me then.
That's what it takes.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. I love it. All right, man. Tanner hit me with the watch a little while ago that we hit our 20-minute mark. So
perfect.
We're all done. Before we cut people loose, they get a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mics, the camera lights. Have fun.
Cool, 100%. So if you're looking for a new or used vehicle, come see me at Legacy Dodge with the best cars, the best deals, and the best service in guaranteed. Ask for Jeff. And if you're looking for something to do this summer, you'll find me at the Oil Giants baseball games every single home game. And if there's a home game happening, you won't find me at the dealership. All right.
Wow, that's a big commitment right there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, all right, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, thank you for tuning in. That's another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Want to thank Jeff for showing up today, man. Can't wait to have you back again.
You bet.
And your wife. Everybody at home, thanks for tuning in. Big shout out to our sponsors for today's episode, Noral Toyota, as well as MIB Moving Company in Fort McMurray. We do appreciate your support, so thank you. I hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.